This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cohen's tweet, right? I love it. I think that this is really good. And he's done this really since he took over the team or bought the team. And not just when things are going poorly. He's measured, doesn't tweet very often. I don't think he's incredibly impulsive in his tweets where, you know, final out after a horrendous game, he's just pecking away at the keyboard and it's just emotionally driven. I think it's a good balance of, hey, reading the room and we're doing well or we're not doing well and, you know, being responsible with what he puts out there. And in a lot of ways, try to keep that Met fan base united and, having belief, which I think is good. So, because early on, he even said, I go back to May, I'm reading this. He says, welcome to the ups and downs of a baseball season. This too will pass. And he was right. All right. And then a couple of hours ago, I know that Bogus referenced it in the update. He did not read it. I will, because there's one thing in here that I want to point to aside from the obvious. Tough stretch. No sugarcoating it. There you go. Transparent. I like it. I didn't see this coming. I like it. I'm going to get back to that part in a minute. I'm as frustrated as anybody else. We'll get through this period. Our injured pitching will come back over the next few weeks. It's unlikely the team's hitting with runners in scoring position will continue at this weak pace. By the way, blatantly on a weak pace. I love it. And he writes, keep the faith. All right, there you go. So, one thing that we don't know about Cohen, even though he's been here now for a half a decade, right? We don't know if he has an impulsive nature to how he views a lack of accomplishment. So the Buck stuff was interesting, and I thought that was the right move when he fired Buck. I thought it was time. I thought the messaging was stale. I thought the Mets just had a look that was not going to change with all the respect. And I love Buck. We all do. So I thought that was right. But I don't think that was impulsive, right? I don't. But when he says this, all right, tough stretch, no sugarcoat, that's fine. This is the part I find interesting. I didn't see this coming. I'm as frustrated as anybody else. Let's just highlight those two sentences. Now, they seem very basic. He didn't see it coming and he's pissed off. No kidding. All right, he owns the team. He spends a lot of money, $325 million payroll. He's put everything into this, all right? He's changed the entire dynamic of this team, or at least he's trying to, and he's gotten there in a lot of instances already. Last year, could have gotten to the World Series if, you know, they had another bat or whatever it was, or more pitching, but they were good last year. But what we don't know about Steve Cohen, because not every year since he's owned the team, had there been World Series expectations. There are this year. And if somebody that is as successful in life as he is, doesn't see the expectation being met. Well, how long is this man going to tolerate this? I don't know. And I'm really just asking the question. I'm not sure. But all I needed to see was, I didn't see this coming. All right, he's telling us right there, I thought we'd be a whole heck of a lot better, and I'm as frustrated as anybody else. Well, He's the guy who cuts the checks, and he's the guy who's got all the juice and the power. So if he didn't see it coming, and he's not happy, if this keeps up, somebody's going. Somebody's going. Steve Cohen is not going to sit here this year and watch this go on for another 3 weeks or a month. And I'm not even saying that it's going to. But if it does, somebody's out of a job. And I don't mean like the assistant strength conditioning coach that nobody knows. He's going to have to do something that sends a strong signal. And I believe that he would. Now, I'm not even going to say who it might be or what it could be or should be. Because number one, I'm not entirely sure right now. I don't know. Players got to start playing better. But what I said before about the manager, he's got to prove that he's got that stabilizing gene. Like Aaron Boone, who many of you crush. 888-808-1019. Vinny on Staten Island, BT and Sound on the Fan. Vinny, what's happening?
Good morning, BT. So I want to piggyback to what you said about the pitching and they don't go eight innings anymore. The only pitcher I could see that may get, is, I don't think there's been a $400 million pitcher as of right now.
No.
It's been close. Okay. Paul Skeens is the only guy that I can see right now getting $400 million if his trajectory goes the way it's supposed to, upwards.
Yep.
Stays healthy, be dominant, stuff like that. Look at Corbin Burns. Got 260, 250. He's already out possibly two years with Tommy John. Garrett Cole is already 5 years into the Yankee contract. He's got Tommy John. So it's harder. I agree with you. But then you got to understand you got these minor leaguers in your system that you're developing. Why don't you start using them then? Because if you're not going to make those investments like the Yankees did with Max Fried, then you got to start looking at your minor league system to see what you can, what you have. Because because like I said, there's nobody else in this league right now that's probably going to get a four. Ohtani got 350 on a hitting slash pitching trajectory, and he hasn't even pitched at all this year. He only been pitching one inning. So look at that situation where if you're going to invest into a pitcher, the most that a pitcher has gotten so far is 225, 230, 250.
Yep.
No one's getting $300 million. And like I said, the only person right now that's on that trajectory that could get $350 to $400 million is Paul Skeens. Look at Strasburg. Strasburg thought he was that guy, and he went down really bad. So I think that's the way you have to look at it now. Well, if you're not gonna invest.
Well, listen, Vinny, I think that that's something you're gonna start hearing a lot about, and that's one of the things that I remember saying to you guys, talking about with Sal, like over the last year or so. Like to me, what's the most exciting part of potentially of this Mets renaissance is when these young guns start, you know, coming up from the minors, pitchers. Like, you know, last year they were good. This year the record's good. But when you inherit a minor league system, which was not very well respected at all, it's going to take a little bit to pivot and recalibrate and get your guys in there. So it doesn't happen overnight. And if you look historically, and not that it's destined to repeat itself again, but historically the Mets have always been at their apex when they've got those young arms that they developed. Tom Seaver, Dwight Gooden, and others, Matt Harvey. At least get into the World Series with that crew. You know, so I think that that's part of it. I don't know how ready they are. And there's a fine line between being a little aggressive and being reckless with calling up young arms to try to stabilize the season. If you think they're ready, bring them up. If you don't, and it's inning limits, and it's, well, we've got to get this threshold at AAA and double A, and we got to bump them up and, you know, work them up sporadically and incrementally, and we've got this blueprint, which, by the way, every team does, and you are married to that blueprint, well, then they're not going to deviate from it. I don't know yet, but I know they've got a few intriguing flame-throwing arms down there, and there is no way they would be worse than the slop they're putting out there basically every night. Let me get Billy in Monmouth County, BT and Sal on the Fan. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Brandon, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Okay.
A quick comment. J.D. Martinez, when he was playing for the Mets, was a stellar influence on that squad. And I know he's out of baseball now, and I don't think he's necessarily ready to be playing. But do you think they could ever hire him as an assistant to help with that organization? Because I think somebody with his insight and experience would be a benefit.
Yeah, but listen, I'm not going to shoot that down. I'm really talking about the roster upgrades. I mean, not so much coaching upgrades. At least not yet. And I think his baseball intelligence is just through the roof. I think that he would benefit any team. But, you know, I mean, you need guys who can hit right now and guys who can pitch. Not some sage, you know, Yoda walking through the door and try to transform this locker room into something more than they've shown so far. Where's the leadership, man? Where is it? Like, it's one thing to get rocked, and there are circumstances to at least to lightly defend the Mets here, or at least contextualize how, you know, the starters being so bad that's put them in this rough spot. But I don't see a team that looks angry being humiliated. And that is a problem. Like, that I don't understand. You're getting your face kicked in almost every night. Yeah, we're good. Get them tomorrow. Yeah, we're all right. Same tone in the locker room. Yeah, I know they had the team meeting. I got it before getting smoked yesterday. So at least the initial return didn't do much. Not that it can't, but it didn't pay immediate dividends. But does this look like a team that is just flat out disgusted with the way they're playing? It doesn't strike me that way, and that's a problem. Let me get Charlie and Bethpage back on BT and Sal. Charlie, what's up?
Hey, BT, sorry about that. I don't know what happened before.
That's okay.
You must have had a great birthday weekend watching my Mets get shellacked and your Yankees hitting the ball all over the field. So
First of all, Yankees looked awful Saturday, and I don't take as much pleasure as maybe you think that I may, maybe a little, but not as much as maybe some of you guys think that I do in the Mets struggles.
You're being way too humble, but whatever. To get on with the Mets, Stern's got to come out of this because it's pathetic. And before the season started, I wanted a number one pitcher. You guys did the right thing in the Yankees. You got a guy like Freed. We still don't have a number one, and we never did. Senga's not a number one, and we never got it. Watching a kid last night from Detroit, that's a number one pitcher last night. That's what the Mets need. We didn't get it. The bottom half of that lineup, I'm going to puke. I'm telling you right now, it is a 2-for-14 every night watching Terrence Taylor and Beatty in the back of that lineup. It's pathetic. Yeah. And the arms? I don't even know where to point out these arms. They're in baseball heaven out in Yatbank pulling kids out there. I don't even know who some of these guys are pitching, and they're not getting the job done. And that only falls on Stearns. Now, I'm not looking for his head. I mean, listen, he wanted to be the next Theo and be this young GM.
Yep.
Well, he's got to do something about it and pull himself out of this. And he can do it. He's got the money, and Cohen's going to back him up whatever he does, and they got to do something to get out of it. Now, the perfect way to get out of this funk, but I'm looking forward when I'm spending my 4th of July out in Montauk, is smacking the Yankees around this weekend, and that'd be a perfect way to do it. Let's take Toronto, and then let's go down to the Yankees.
Yeah.
But we need leadership. You know, back in 86, we had Hernandez, Carter. We had Ray Knight, who punched anybody in the face. We had leaders in that dugout. That's when the Mets were. They were there. They didn't back down to nobody. I need that back. Can I just get a little bit of that back from these Mets? We don't got this from these Mets. It's hard to watch that. And I was going to Pittsburgh this weekend, but my stepdaughter came home from the University of Pittsburgh from dental school, so we didn't go out there. And thank God I didn't go out there. It would have been horrendous if I was out there watching that for three nights in a row. It would have been terrible.
Well, you
would have missed a good show.
What do you mean, Charlie? Would have been by the Pirates.
Don't give me a hard time. Come on now.
Yeah,
come on.
Just
and then I went out there for the Jet game and watched the Steelers smack them around too.
Oh, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I shouldn't go to Pittsburgh anymore.
I got you,
buddy.
I got you. Charlie, thank you for the call here. I mean, listen, the lack of leadership, you know, he mentioned, you know, Ray Knight and obviously Keith and Gary. Baseball is different. You don't have those gamers like those scrap, not as prevalent, not nearly as prevalent as it used to be. Those gamers that would, you know, take somebody out. Well, you can't. You can't smash into somebody at the plate on a collision. You know, you can still take somebody out at second base, but it's, you know, it's got to be within the rules. You know, pitchers don't know how to pitch inside anymore in terms of commanding. I'm not talking about headhunting. I'm talking about just commanding from a pure pitching perspective, commanding the inner half of home plate. God, it's such a lost art, man. You add all these little things up and you get a fairly benign personality in baseball. You know, the Yankees are led very quietly by Aaron Judge, who is a rock as a player and a rock as a leader. You know, and Jazz has a little juice and pizzazz, and Goldschmidt's quiet behind the scenes, and I think he's been a great stabilizing force. You know, maybe the Yankees have a little more leadership than the Mets do, because I don't know, maybe they're mad. I don't know, maybe they do, maybe they don't, but I think they do. But even that's not, you know, overrunning the cup, just brimming with a surplus of leadership. I just think baseball is very different, which is why you need players. We could sit here all day and talk about chemistry, and yeah, I'm not saying it doesn't matter. I don't think it matters as much as it once did. So what really matters is the numbers. And the numbers, you know, really five hitters every night, their numbers stink. And the, you know, two, three arms that the Mets, four arms outside of really Holmes at this point, that's a Met. And even Peterson, who I love, is taking a massive step back. The numbers of the Mets starters that they're trotting out stink. It's a big problem. Let me get Matt in Northport, BT and Sound on the Fan. Matty.
Hey, BT. So I wanted to make a point about the lineup, but also I have another point. So for quickly on the side, for years I was an old-school NL guy, and I hated the DH. I hated the idea. Obviously, I've long made my peace with it. Starters get, like, they were getting two at-bats, and, you know, these guys are getting hurt. So, like, I get it. The DH is here to stay. But what's crazy is, for years, the argument was, oh, you know, you could keep stars in the game. You could get a Jim Thome. You can get a Frank Thomas. But that's gone, though. Now the DH is like a fluctuating, you know, get a bench spot for this. I'm looking at the guys you run out there. DH, Jared Young, even Winker is like a, you know, it's funny. You look up and down the National League of the DHs. We're not seeing like a 40 home run guy anymore. It's just become like a,
yeah,
like a utility spot.
Well, you know what it was, Matt? What's happened here with the DH is that, you know, you're right. I think you nailed it. Back in the day, you had the aging player that you just wanted to get off his feet, who could still mesh, you know, couldn't run. Defense took a little bit of a step back, but you could put him. Like, back in the day, the DH was always batting in the middle of the order. Always. 4, 5, some spots 3, depending upon if it was like a catcher. Not that there's many great hits, but like a Piazza, you know, if you give him a little time off, whatever, to rest guys. I don't know. It's most teams now look at that as a revolving door, and usually they're okay with giving it to a young player for the most part. And, you know, listen, I would think that the Yankees will probably do the same thing. Well, I was going to say when Stanton's contract is up, but at that point you'll want to use it a little bit more for Judge, who's making big money. So, yeah, the DH has just evolved. The role, the importance, no doubt. 888-808-1019. How about Tony? Oh, he's got to be pissed. Lodi, BT and Sound on the Fan. Tony, what is wrong with your Mets?
BT, pissed isn't even the word. I'm disgusted. I don't even watch them. They're the most unlikable New York Mets team in years. Let's be real here. Even when they were winning, when they were off to the good start, they weren't even playing well, BT. They were winning ugly 2-1 against the Marlins. It was disgusting. And now, you know, I never got on Mendy. But I got to tell you something. His little hissy fit the other day, it's the first time I saw passion from him.
Yep.
You got to get on these guys. I'm the first one to rip Aaron Boone because I think he's too much of a player's coach. Mendoza's starting to do the same thing. And you know who I got a real problem with? And you're going to like this one. Mm. It's Lindor. You're batting .212 in the last 30 days, and you want to keep smiling up there when you swing and miss. You want to finish your swing with one hand on the bat. BT, what is going on? And guess what? There's no fixing this team. There's not one simple fix. The team is poorly constructed. Stearns, this isn't Milwaukee, bro. This is New York. You got to build it the way it's meant to be built. You don't want to trade prospects for Crochet, who's dominating. Enough with the prospects. They all suck. I'm miserable, BT.
All right. So now hold on a sec. So a couple of things. Now this goes back, and the reason why Tony just said, he said, you'll like this, BT, is because it's Lindor. And this you and I have talked about Lindor going back to when I was still working with Teak. All right. And you.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. So that I know why. For those who are new to the show, I wanted to get him up to speed. Now, at least let me at least be fair to Lindor for a moment. Although he has escaped any sort of criticism this year, and I don't understand why. Although maybe this is the answer. When did he break his toe? What was the day? June 3rd, June 4th, something like that?
Yeah, about a month ago,
Okay, what's he doing this month? It's been awful. Is there any connection?
There's got to be. No, okay, you're right. You make a good point.
Okay, I don't know if that's the case because he's had other horrendous months as they met where he was fully healthy. But all I'm saying, he started really well, and then he broke his toe, and he played through it and even ran the bases a little bit. I'm like, wow, he tried to steal there.
Yeah.
I thought he might miss a month. And a guy's playing every day. Who knows how, and to his credit, he's not using it as an excuse. So I'm not saying he's playing well. But, guys play with nine digits.
Before you let me go, because, you coach, you know the game. What is with the one-hand finish on the swing sometimes? You're always taught two-handed. Whenever that guy hits a bomb, he finishes with that beautiful two-handed swing. Sometimes he looks overpowered. Do you know what I'm talking about when he swings and misses on those high fastballs?
You know, it's funny, Tony. Thanks for the call, man. Everybody says, you coached and you played. Like, I played in a major. I coached 10-year-olds. Oh, man. I did play, but I wasn't that good. All right, so I will let somebody who actually did play get into the one-handed thing. But I will at least give you a very basic, rudimentary opinion on it. I got no problem with it. Because if you think about the actual swing, right, and this goes to, do a little research, Charlie Lau, some Walt Riniak, some prominent hitting gurus, I don't think it was 70s, certainly the 80s and into the 90s, where the one-handed finish became more pronounced, right? Now, I know it looks weak, really. I mean, are you going to swing your driver with one hand on the golf course? No. But I do think it's an overreaction because when you actually make contact, it's with two. And once the ball is already impacted by the bat, the exit velocity is already determined. Like, it's already going to go from a physics perspective as far and as fast as it's going to go at the point of contact. So the acceleration before contact is much more important than after contact when sometimes the one hand will fly off, which not everybody likes. Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't. That's just my, what do I know? But that's my basic reaction to the one-handed swing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.